Hi, my name is Monica Ruth, and I'm a graduate student intern with the COVID-19 Archive at Arizona State University. Today's date is February 17th, 2021, and the time is 9:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time where I'm sitting, and I'm speaking with Dana Belker-Lee, excuse me. I want to ask you a question about your pandemic experience, but before I do, I'd like to ask for your consent to record this response for the COVID-19 Archive. The COVID-19
Yes.
Okay. No, that's
I'm
okay. The COVID-19 archive is a digital archive at ASU that is collecting pandemic experiences. Do I have your consent to record your response and add it to the archive with your name?
Yes, you do.
Great. Thank you so much, Dana. First, can you tell me your name, age, race, and where you live?
Okay, my name is Dana Belker-Lee. I live in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am Caucasian for the most part. And what else was supposed to ask? Oh, answer.
And your age.
Oh, and I'm 68 years old.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you a quick question about the pandemic. So we've experienced
Okay.
a lot of changes in 2020, and many have been negative and disruptive, but maybe it's not all that bad. What is one positive thing you've experienced during the pandemic?
A positive,
Yeah. Something you might say is like a silver lining to this experience we're all going through.
I'll be honest with you, it really hasn't changed my life all that much. In that I work from my house, I'm pretty self-contained. My grandkids who live around the corner still come over every Friday night because they quarantined as well. So I'm trying to think in terms, I guess just basically, it's made me appreciate, I assume, the things that we don't have. It's made me, I never really go out a whole lot anyway, but I do eat out a lot. I do go to open air concerts. I go to the park. I'll walk. I go swimming. And so I think it's made me appreciate the things that I take for granted a little bit more. So I guess that's a positive. I hate to be evasive or vague, but it really hasn't changed my personal life that much. It's changed the way that I look at my city. Things have happened in New Orleans that have been really disruptive towards the overall culture of the city, and I know I digress, but but personally myself, it hasn't really changed my day-to-day life that much. My husband doesn't live here. He comes in on weekends. That really hasn't changed. So it really hasn't changed my life that much,
Well, that could be,
personally.
yeah, that could be taken as a positive, I'm sure. It
Okay.
hasn't been very disruptive, so. Well,
No, okay.
I appreciate your response. Thank you for your time, Dana.
You're welcome. That's it?
That's it.
Okay, well.